We got Winfrey today representing the XMPP community. And without further ado, take it away.
Right. Good morning. Nice to see everybody here. To introduce myself, I'm Winfried Tilanus. Almost 20 years ago, I started off with software as a service, instant messaging service in healthcare. And right now, at the moment, I'm consulting there. And today, I would like to talk about XMPP as a modular protocol, because I think that's one of the things that sets XMPP apart from many other things. And it's good to make a distinction between the core basic functionalities of XMPP and they are maintained by the IETF and the IANA, and they are published as RFCs, and they are extensions, and you can use them for whatever you want to add to those core functionalities. Anybody can write them, and they can be private. You can publish them just as you like. And to have a bit of look of how they compare to each other, you have to really the base RFC on XMPP, two RFCs on ways to transport it, on addressing, including all kind of Unicode in addressing, very interesting stuff. You have then a special use case of the use of XMPP for messaging and presence, but you can do other things with it too. And then I can't name them all in one picture, but all the green blocks, there are accepts, and they can be about ways to transport XMPP, but you can also add functionality, maybe other functionality than messaging on presence, or functionality on top of that, or they can even depend on each other. So it's quite a bit of complex. Well, you have the XSF, the XMPP Standard Foundation. It's elected, the elected members, and the members elect teams. Important team for this talk is the council. They make the protocol decisions. The XSF cooperates, of course, with IETF on the core protocol, but it also publishes its own set of extensions, and those extensions are free to implement for everyone. But others can publish extensions too. For example, the IEE, the engineering, electrical engineering club, is now about to publish a set of XMPP extensions on IoT as their IoT standards. So let's have a look at the standards process, a little bit standards process of the XSF. A little bit simplified, but you have a nice idea and you send it to the inbox of the XSF. And then the council decides if it's a nice enough idea to publish. Then it's assigned a number and it's experimental. Then it can advance to draft. And in experimental, it really try, improve it. It's the idea to have many changes still. In draft, then it's becoming more or less stable, but there's still maybe some issues. And when really all issues are solved out, when there are several implementations of it, it can be promoted to final. And of course, extensions, protocols can also be sidetracked. They can be deferred, and that's an automatically process. When there's no update to an experimental extension in 12 months, it's automatically deferred. When there's a new update published, it moves back up to experimental. So that's a two-way route. But also, accept can be rejected, retracted, depreciated, or obsoleted. And that's end of the line. So that's there's one issue here, and I have to be honest. From experimental to draft, and from draft to final, that's going very slow. The bar is quite high to move on. So there are quite a lot of extensions that are perfectly functioning and in use, with the status of experimental or even didn't had any needs for a commit in 12 months and deferred. So that's a bit confusing. So you really should look at deferred extensions too. Then there are some kind of special exceptions, extension protocols. Historical, they're obsolete protocols but still in use, so we really publish them to document this is still happening around. Informational, they're really best practices, how to do certain things or how to use certain protocol, parts of the protocol. Procedural, that's really inside the XSF, how the XSF manages things. And the last two of those don't have draft a final but propose an active state. So when you look at the list, you may see them too, so you know where it comes from. But let's have a look at that list. And first of all, I always check the deferred also, because there are quite a lot of interesting things there too. And you see XEP 001, the first one. That's a procedural XEP. It's active. I told you about it. And that XEP exactly describes what I just said, much more in detail. But that one prescribes the procedures of the standardization process. And, for example, you have the data forms, XEP 004. And that standards track, so it's a real technical standard. It's in final, so it's really complete. No issues found anymore with it. And that's how you can look at this list and see the standards. And well, let's give an example when you click on one of these, how that looks like. I won't tell you what this is about, exactly this XEP.